actually, I'm only helping them. That's how I see my contact with my patients. I'm helping them, but they are responsible. They are the keepers of their own dossier. My dossier is actually their dossier. So all these things, it's if I can help, I do it. If it helps them, that's my point of view. So actually, a lot of things people come for have a context also in their life. So I think actually for almost all diseases, it's important, the context. I know that they go to alternative treatments, and I know, and they talk about it. So that's already common. That they also talk about their diets and how they move, and physiotherapy and fitness, and their work is, of course, the whole context of a patient is most of the times important. Yeah, most of the times they bring only the medicine they got, or sometimes something what is written by this alternative therapist. But that's all. Most of the times they talk about it. I have not knowledge of everything, which they do. So for me that's sometimes difficult. You were talking about Ayurvedic medicine. And so I'm not familiar with Ayurvedic medicine. I can only in global talk about it, but not I'm not a specialist in everything. That's the GP. We have a very broad field on which we work. And that it should be somewhere that you can plug in or whatever. See the file of the patient, and they should keep it with them. Actually, that would be the best thing. To a first aid or to another doctor in India or to whatever, and that you always have your file with you. I'm not so concerned. It should be secure, but I'm not so concerned about privacy. So I think just like we also work with the banks and maybe pay with so these things should be safe too in due time. But I must say I'm working in Amsterdam Slotermeer in the west of Amsterdam, and a lot of people don't want it. They don't agree with it because they are afraid of the sociale dienst and so all these governmental instanties, so they don't, they think that I am connected with them. Tell them that it's good for the doctors, because we know then which medicine they use and which they are allergic to and whatever, what kind of illness they have, and that it's for their health very important that we know. But they are afraid that it's too open, the system, and that everyone can look at it. What we now counted was, I think, that some 20% was agreed to it. 80% didn't agree to it. Well, I mean, it takes time, and I think it would be nice already to work for these 20% who wanted to start with it. Actually, for me, photos. There's a lack of photos in the dossier. A photo of the person, but also photos of skin diseases or whatever, of children, families. That is the. How would it help? Recognize people, or remember people, remembering people and their histories. And when you tell me something, and I know this history, but when I see your face again, then I start remembering it, okay? So it helps me remembering. It's also good to see, for example, when someone has a skin problem, you can see if it changes. So that was the first thing I was thinking about. For example, mothers with children, babies, they want to show how they, sometimes you have crying babies or whatever. I can, for me, it's also important for my empathic thing to understand what is happening. That I see sometimes what is happening in the homes of patients. I don't think they will make videos of domestic, but for some things it could help. Sometimes I get also letters from specialists and I don't understand them completely. Mostly the conclusions I understand, but what is written in it I don't understand. Sometimes they write in abbreviations or whatever, which I don't know. So they think everybody knows that, but that's not true. So that can be helpful. To when I have to deal with a patient and I have to tell them what is the result of radiology examination. I sometimes have to deal with the, or I have to phone them to know exactly what they mean. It can be important. Or for example, I get a result from, probably there's no pathology, but perhaps you could send the patient to a specialist. Then I have to know, what do you mean? Why is it probably? What is, so then I phone them. So it's very much protocol healthcare. But it's not about protocols, it's about patients. That makes it difficult. And, so you can't only look at the average sugar level in blood. You should also look at who is this, mm-hmm. and how can you say that to this insurance company? That's difficult for us. And so there are a lot of these systems, huisartsinformatiesystemen. And of course, what is in this HIS, how it's functioning, it depends, of course, on the GPs who developed it. And so a lot of the GPs were into the developing of good HIS, of good systems. But in the beginning, it was like a hobby for them. So they did some things, and it was coming greater and greater. And now they lost control, and other people do it, but they are not from they are not doctors. So what you get then is that they look at what for them is easy is protocols. And then you can say these measurements and this is necessary for this illness. But for us, we have to do with histories of people, with narrative medicine, how to deal with that. Actually, it was the beginning of our conversation. We were talking about the lives of people and that they want to quantify it, but also to describe it. And it would be useful for us. That's what I said, that I like it. It would be useful for us also to have a place in the system where you can put this, which also has value. Because it's not only that you want it in the file, but it has to have some value also to insurance companies, for example. That's the difficult thing. The insurance company only looks at very hard outcomes. Mm-hmm. It's really terrible. There are a lot of problems, for example, with medication. People don't take medication because they have to pay for it. Or people don't go even to a specialist because it's it costs too much. In the mental health system, it's very difficult now because all the psychiatric patients, they come back to the GP because otherwise it's too expensive for them. So my suggestion would be to have smaller practices for the GPs. Would be the best thing which you could do. Less patients and more time for the patients. Because I think when we have more time, we can even work cheaper. But of course, we need more money then to run this practice. So we need more GPs, I think. And smaller practices would be the best thing.